John.
Yeah, it looks to me like we have conflicting bylaws. If I understand Serene correctly, and I think I do, she's saying that because there's a bylaw that says that basically it's the calendar change bylaw. You got to change your calendar by a certain time, and this bylaw it seems to be trumping the obviously more important bylaw that the election should happen as soon as possible and should be delayed as little as possible. And as someone, I think the last speaker just spoke, there's some chance that the members might sue because the elections are being delayed. And it would seem to me that since we did have a bylaw, the elections were supposed to occur, and then the PNB voted, breaking the bylaw, because we didn't have the money to
right.
postpone the elections. Okay, well, that's reasonable enough. But now I think basically George argued that we should have these elections as soon as possible. And I think as soon as possible means literally as soon as possible. And that bylaw about November 30th should just be overturned on the grounds that it's keeping us from fixing the problem that we have from delaying the elections in the first place. We're at risk of being sued, so this nobody's going to sue us for accelerating the delayed elections, but they might sue us for continuing to delay the already way too much delayed elections just because there's another bylaw that nobody could have foreseen when they wrote them in the first place, because nobody could have foreseen these elections would not occur in the first place. So by all means, let's accelerate the elections. Let's ignore the bylaw, which is tying our feet and our hands, and move forward to have the elections as soon as possible, because that will make the members as happy as possible.
Bravo.
Yeah. Okay, Benito.
Okay, I have a question and a comment. So first, my comment is that I agree with George and Margie, and I think John that just spoke right now, that we need to accelerate these elections as soon as possible. But then my question is, regardless of what we do, we're going to end up having the LSBs elect new leadership this month and new LSB leadership this month and PMB reps next month. So that's going to happen regardless.
Right.
Okay. And so it's just, okay. So, okay, I just wanted some, that's my understanding. I just wanted some verification, but the bottom line is we got to hurry up and have these elections. And so George's proposal makes the most sense. Let's just scrap the 215 and go on with the 213. Then I assume that in 216 there would be another election. Somebody can answer that, please.
Well,
let me
I don't think anyone can answer it. But
under the current bylaws, there would be another election in 2016. But maybe we'll want to change the bylaws between now and then, and we'll have an opportunity to do that because of the one bylaw amendment that passed this year. And maybe we'll want to change it and have not have elections every year, or have a smaller board, or, you know, there are a number of issues hanging out there. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
So we have an opportunity to deal with that.
This is Kim.
Serene is on the stack, and then Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Pat for the stack.
No, there was someone speaking before Kim.
Who was that?
I thought I heard a male voice.
Yeah, I did too. Maybe they were talking to somebody.
Maybe they weren't trying to get your attention.
Okay. So Serene, Kim, and then Pat.
Okay, so a few things. Somebody needs to pound 1.
Yeah, conversation in the background.
Okay, so a few things. One is that no one can exceed 6 years on the board, regardless of what else is happening with anything. At the end of your 6 years, you must leave the board, and your LSB will replace you with a runner-up, or if there are none, they'll find a way to replace you. But no one can stay on the board for more than 6 years. So I think someone made some reference to that being possible. It's not controversial at all. The bylaws are so clear on that. That's one. Two, I think skipping an election is a third alternative. It is not an alternative that the CNB considered in the motion that we looked over the weekend. It is not an alternative that I favor. I think elections are important. And I actually think that this is a much more complex issue than this committee can properly deal with tonight. I don't believe that, and I don't mean to underestimate anyone's knowledge of the bylaws or the issues, but I just think that it requires a great deal more information about what is both in the bylaws and what was intended in the by some of the bylaws before any real discussion can happen. But, you know, here it is, we're talking about it. So I don't know that I do not embrace the skip the election suggestion. I think that's a problem. And yes, Benito, I believe 2016 is going to be the next election after 2015, because we do it like every 2 years and another one. We skip a year and then we do it, and then we do it the following year, and then we skip a year, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, we can continue with the conversation. I just don't know that we really have enough background to really tackle it. It may be something that we want to do in combination with the election committee, if we can have a joint discussion, so that we don't have we could end up with very different positions, but we can save a lot of time and energy by having one common discussion on this issue before actually considering any recommendation to the PNB. So I'm not going to make that a motion in the middle of the discussion, but I would ask for the floor to make such a motion when folks are done talking.
Pat?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
My question is, how many seats would be, be up and replaced in the 2013, now 15 election? How many seats will be up in the 2015 election? My thought about this, if we tried to have two elections in 1 year, is that it's very difficult. At least at WBAI and probably other places, there's been a difficulty recruiting enough candidates. And if we tried to have two elections in 1 year, I think it would be impossible to get sufficient candidates, and that would really, you know, put a whole other monkey wrench in the attempt to straighten this out. So I am definitely in favor of going ahead with the 2013 elections as quickly as possible right now, but I think we have to really think about the next set of elections.
Lona Elias, to the staff, please.
Good, Lona, you're next.
Oh, really? Something that has come up from time to time, but I don't know that it's been given sufficient weight in terms of the discussion of having two elections in 1 year, and that is the cost involved with it. The reason that we did not have the elections before, I mean, we can say that we have to. If the money is not there, it is fiscally irresponsible unless we, you know, without that being the case, to create hardship for the stations where the money is just not there and available to it. And that's, you know, just more consideration of that in terms of any decision. I agree totally with Serene's suggestion that, you know, where it may be useful for us to have this discussion, that we should not attempt to make any decisions without including the election committee, without a joint discussion with it. Thank you.
Serene, for the staff.
Point of information.
Okay. Point of information. Is there anyone else who wants to speak who hasn't spoken? I'll get to your point of information in a moment.
The question has to do with what would it take to restore us to the original calendar that has been broken by PNB action. That is to say, what are the implications for these various elections? Could we not have an election like we did in the very first election under these bylaws, where we elected essentially all of the LSBs with 1 year and or 3 year terms, with the top vote getters getting 3 year terms and the other ones getting 1 year terms, so that we could get back on schedule, the original schedule of the calendar.
I don't have an answer for that. Does anyone want to respond?
Sorry, Mike.
Idea.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. Just quickly to Lona's point, when we talk about two elections or a double election, we don't mean two separate calendars. It would be a unified election, unified administration, and a ballot that somehow allows people to differentiate which people they're planning to put on the, you know, the short-term board, and then which people they intend to be seated the following year, or whatever the case ends up to be.
Well, yes, yes, and no.
No. I'm sorry?
Yes, yes, and no.
John, let Serene...
I just wanted to respond to Lona's point before I forgot it. And then on your point, to get back on calendar, the two alternatives that I discussed that the PMB was considering would, in fact, get us on calendar. One would get us on calendar, get us back on calendar at the end of, you know, sometime within 2015. The other would get us back on calendar within 2016. I guess part of my concern is that I think the ballots are difficult for many in our membership to already understand. And in listing areas where there are maybe only 20 candidates, it's one thing. But I think somebody had 30-something candidates once. And, you know, that ballot is just a horror. It's difficult enough for people who are not in California, perhaps, and aren't used to seeing these kinds of ballots to cope with. So that's a concern. But the aim of the motion was to get us back on track. The question is, how quickly do we get back on, quote, on track, and at what human cost? But the aim is always to, whether we do it in 2015 or in 2016, the aim is to only have to do two elections and not three elections. I want to go back to my other point, if I've answered your question, Mr. Wanger.
Well, not really, because if you read the bylaws, there's discussion there about the election schedule, and there's an exception made for the very first election, where since there was no existing LSBs and there were no pre-existing LSB members and PNB things, the first election was to establish them, and it did so by saying that the top vote getters was a single unified ballot, and for an LSB there would be 9 people running for 3-year seats, and as I recall, I'm pretty sure it was 9 people getting, the next 9 people would get the 1-year seats. And that's how they got the thing back on schedule to start with. And it may be that strategy or that tactic is necessary at this point again to get us back on calendar.
It's fine. It's referred to. I'm sorry. May I say
something about that? It seems to me that as far as the LSBs are concerned, people who were elected for 2-year terms, and this is, you know, this coming to an end, should step down. People who were elected for 3 years terms, whether there was an election in between or not, probably the length. I think the length of term will determine whether they're up for election or not, and that's not that hasn't been affected really by not having the elections.
I'm sorry, I disagree with that.
Well, go ahead, explain.
Okay, so the same way you have, when you have an election that does not make quorum, so essentially you didn't have a certified election, the position in the bylaws and as interpreted also by national election supervisors at the times when we did not have quorum. I think D.C. missed a couple of times and L.A. missed the last round, and I don't remember Houston's story, was that those people who are on the board who have not exceeded their six-year max continue until the next certified election or until their individual six-year max. That language is already in the bylaws. So even if someone were elected for a three-year term and that 3 years has since run and we have not had an election, they remain on the board, or certainly they have the option to remain on the board. Anyone can leave at any time. They remain on the board until there's a certified election or until they reach their individual six-year max.
So
they're not bound.
The only restriction then, given that we didn't have any elections in between, is the six-year term.
That's right.
Else? Okay.
And you know, I John Wenger's thing about the transitional election, and I remember at one point folks wanted to strike that from the bylaws, and I actually argued for keeping it in because I thought it was important that people understood how we began, and look, here we are again. That's an idea that we might be able to work with. But, you know, it still comes down to having, for each station, 24 candidates. And that's a considerable amount of turnover, which is something, I should say, you know, the whole point of staggering the elections was so that we didn't have a changeover in the board all at once. So I think trying to find a way to stagger the results is important, whether it means that, you know, the top vote getters get the longer term that begins in a year, or the top vote getters get the shorter term that begins almost immediately. That's something we would want to discuss.
Thank you.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken about this and would like to?
Are you about to move us on to another point, George?
Because
I want to make a motion.
Yeah, okay.
So my motion is that we invite the Elections Committee to have a joint meeting with us to discuss this. I think that's a really good idea, and I think it would help move us along and bear some positive fruit. I'm sorry. So then I made my motion, and I motivated it all in one breath.
Okay, good.
I'm done.
Okay. Is there any objection to Margie's motion?
Well, I just object to it being called Margie's motion, since I specifically said I want the floor
motion
to make the motion.
I'm sorry, Serene. I didn't catch it.
It's Serene's motion. I forgot.
Okay. Is there any objection to Serene's motion?
As voiced by Margie.
Yes.
It was seconded.
That doesn't need a second, Benito, but I hear that there's no objection.
You know.
Good.
All right,
good.
So to implement that, Serena, I gather you're on the Elections Committee, is that right?
I am.
When is their next meeting? Do you know?
I think it's next Monday.
It is.
Monday the 8th.
Yep.
I think probably what has to happen is that I need to get in touch with the chair. Is still Bob Lederer?
Yep.
Bob Lederer.
And ask him if we're welcome at his committee meeting, or if he wants to schedule a special one separately, or if he doesn't want to do it at all. It's really up to him, or up to that committee anyway. So is that agreeable to the committee that I will contact him and see what he wants to do and do it as fast as I can?
Great.
Yeah, you can see what he recommends. I mean, chairs don't decide for their committees, but...
Yes.
Mona Elias did stack, please.
Yeah, Lona, go ahead.
I think it's a great idea. I'm not available next Monday. I guess just another time would work best for me. Just to get that information out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mona.
I think I'll also, I don't really have a list that works, but I'll send out an email and respond to it if you can't make it on Monday. Or better yet, I'll talk with Bob first and find out whether he's agreeable, willing to consider, or have his committee consider meeting together. Then I'll send out a note if it looks like it might be Monday. who can't make it Monday, and we can sort of see if there's some flexibility about what date that we might meet.
Good.
Okay. Anything else about that?
Benito.
Yeah, Benito.
If you could, George, if you could just...
I'll call you, Benito.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, somebody...
He doesn't have a computer, but when you send your message,
Pat,
I'll call Benito.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pat,
I just want to remind whoever wants to do it that I need to be... If it's going to be a different code or if I'm not going to know about the day in advance, because I don't have a computer either.
Oh, okay.
You need a phone call also.
Yes.
Okay.
Shall I do it, Margie, or do you want to do it?
Oh, I don't have Pat's phone number. I don't mind doing it, but if you have Pat's phone number.
I have the list.
Okay, very good. Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so...
I have a point of information.
Yes.
I'm posing this as a question just because it's required for a point of information, and it's not meant to be impudent or nasty, but since I'm doing all of my communications these days on my smart cell phone, why don't you guys get a smart cell phone, and so you can do that too? And I'm actually
dinero.
Thinking about
that. Hey, that's out of order.
dinero.
It's meant to be helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you offering to provide them with one?
Well, I can tell you where you can buy both for $180, a smartphone such as I have in my hand, plus a 7-inch tablet for $180. It's quite a bargain. I'm thinking about getting one just so I can install a version of Linux on my second phone so I can have a phone which is, you know, more where I control privacy aspects.
Whoa!
Benito to the stack.
Whoa, Lana to the stack.
Wait a minute, you all want...
Now we're going to have a computer meeting here.
Is this a stack for the information from John?
Yes. The side business?
John, where can you get a smartphone for...
No, it's a stack for the content.
Send it by email. We're not advertising here.
Yes, good.
Well, the email's broken, but I mean, just tell me what you want. Are you... they're both...
Send me an email with the information. That'd be
Benito
fine.
To the stack.
And Benito, you have the floor.
If somebody wants to give me $180,
exactly,
I would be more than glad to spend it on a cell phone or a tablet or a computer.
Okay.
Right now, I don't have 180 cents to spend on any of the three or anything else.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've been there myself. I understand.
Okay. Any other discussion about this? Okay. We're going to move on separatist tendencies at KPFA, which was originally put on by Kim. I don't know if she's on the board call anymore. Kim, are you here?
She said she had to leave.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to speak to separatist tendencies at KPFA?
I don't even know what it means. I told you it sounds like a conversation in some ultra-leftist group I used to belong to. Where did this? Is this like people are talking about getting out of the network? Is that what that means?
I think so.
Talking about? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I
moved to table since the maker of the motion is not here, and speculating about what was intended cannot possibly be productive.
I agree.
So, Margie, if it's okay, I'll grant the floor to Serene to make that motion.
Point of information.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Point of information, please.
Yes, good. Point of information.
It's premature to table before we ask if anybody knows anything about this, unless the goal of tabling is to suppress discussion. So in the interest of open...
Point of order.
I'll make the point of order.
Let's at least find out. I'd like to know this information.
Okay, so vote against the motion to table when it comes up. It hasn't quite yet. And that wasn't a point of information. motions to table are actually not supposed to be used to suppress discussion. They're supposed to be used to delay discussion because there's something else which is more pressing. However, it's also can be made at any time, and the reasons for making it are you don't have to provide them, and it is not discussable. So, Serene, you have the floor.
I move to table any discussion, to table the discussion about the, quote, KPFA separatist tendencies.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a roll call vote then. I'll come from the bottom. Margie, so a yes is to table, a no is to not table, in which case we'll continue the discussion. Margie?
I abstain.
Okay. John?
No, do not table.
So no, okay. Serene?
Table.
Lawrence? Lawrence?
No, not the table.
I'm going to pass. Tony?
Yes, table.
I'm assuming Andrea Pritchett is not here. Is that correct?
Seems like it, yeah.
Okay. Pat Logan?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman? William Hirwagen?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Abstain.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Lona Elias?
Abstain.
Okay. I'm going to abstain. The yes, there are five yes and three no and four abstentions. So the motion to table passes. And so we'll move on to our next item, which is a report from the work group that was going to come up with a timeline for the for the bylaws amendments.
George,
was part of that work group.
Mason, George?
Yes. Was that William?
This is Lawrence.
Lawrence, yeah.
It was Jose Luis asked for the floor?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. So I thought we were going to have a discussion about what was next on the agenda was the discussion on the five licenses of the network.
I think what's on the agenda next is the report, but let me bring it back up again. Yeah, coming up right after that is the motion on the communication with FCC lawyer and the five licenses. That's the next item.
Okay, thank you.
So I was part of that work group. I made a suggestion by email. There was supposed to be a phone meeting. I don't know if it ever happened. Would any of the other members on the group please fill me in as to what happened subsequently?
Does anybody remember being on the group?
I was on the group, and there was a lot of there were a lot of emails about meeting, but I don't know if a meeting ever took place.
Yeah, my sense is it didn't.
Point of information.
Yeah.
I didn't hear too well. Can you the work group again was on what?
The bylaws amendments. We now have the capacity to do two bylaws amendments a year, and we were going to come up with a bylaws amendment timeline.
Yeah.
This was already 2 months ago. To begin the process in 2014. My suggestion is that we begin this, and the ball was dropped. We did not get a timeline to the PNB. They never got a chance to vote on it. My suggestion is that we begin the bylaws amendments process after the first of the year, and that We give people a couple of, maybe 3 weeks and again, this is just a suggestion to the PNB, really, that we give, say, 3 weeks from the first of the year for people to submit bylaws amendments, and the notice date would be sometime in the third, maybe the fourth week of January, so that this would get done before June, for sure. We could also, it would be timely in terms of trying to deal with this strange election that we have hanging out. So anyway, that would be my suggestion. I'm gonna make that as a motion that we begin the timeline in the third week of January. And really, anyone wants to discuss that or amend it?
Can I apply under the stack, please?
Go ahead, Mona.
I'm just the idea of beginning the process since the ball has been dropped, I concur with that. I think that's a great idea. However, I question we're getting ready to seat a new board. Excuse me, not a new board, but, you know, new officials and actually a new PNB, actually, because, you know, maybe it may not all be new. I'm just wondering if given that's the case, maybe it should be delayed to maybe February so that we have January to deal with all of that. That's what I think. Anyway, with new people coming on, giving them a chance to actually become familiar with it and to try to get into a process of starting to make amendments to the bylaws. I don't know.
Okay. Benito?
Lona said exactly what I was going to say.
Let me speak to the other point of view, which is that probably people won't concede until the end of February, until the beginning of February. It's always been late in January, and it's been either early February or late February for the last couple of years. And I would be happy if people who'd been involved all along had a chance to make the bylaws amendments. Rather than wait for a new crew on the PNB to sort of get themselves together and decide what needs to be done. I mean, it still all has to be approved by both the PNB that will be seated, as well as the LSBs who will have some change, presumably, just because of the things we were talking about earlier. And we'll get it going. I mean, I'm just eager to get this thing going. And again, it seems to me it also gives us an opportunity to try to handle the election problem.
And Benito as well.
Okay, so I hear Lona and Benito again. And anybody else?
I'll wait to the other person go. I thought I heard someone other than Benito.
Was there somebody else?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say anything, but William, for the stack.
Okay. So, William, let me give you first off, since you haven't spoken yet, and then Lona and Benito. Is anybody else want to speak?
Thank you.
Who's that? Does someone else want to speak? Okay. William, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree, George, with your motion, and especially your point that we'll still be the same committees and the same PNB in January, unless people and LSBs are replaced because of 6 years. But other than that, we'll still be the same people. So I say, yes, we go ahead and try to start this rolling in January, set up the dates and things. Thank you.
Mine was a question. My understanding that the PNB voted and agreed that the bylaws could be, this is my understanding, change. We had the opportunity where we could change the bylaws twice a year. Was it compulsory?
No, absolutely not.
So then I don't see the urgency to you know, to try to jump into trying to make some changes or come up with some things that we want to change. It seems to me that it hasn't even been 6 months, you know, since the last time we did it. That's just my opinion. Thank you.
Pat.
Benito?
Well, if Pat wants to speak.
I'm sorry?
I think Pat just said she wanted to speak, so she should go first.
Pat, do you want to speak?
Yes, I agree with your idea that we should have the meeting while the current members are still on. And I do think we have very important things to discuss because we want to see changes in the election, the elections that can make them more viable. So it's very important that we get started as quickly as possible with this, too.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak who hasn't spoken? Benito?
All right. Well, I think we all agree that time is of the essence with regard to these bylaws. And if there was any question, I think some of the discussion about this election stuff should clarify that need. So, but I would simply say that, number one, the reality is that regardless of who is elected or reelected or not elected to the PMB, more than likely the people who are going to write up actual proposed amendments are people who have already been on the PMB. Number one, and if for no other reason, because they got to get, I don't remember if it's 5 or 6 or however many other co-signers in order to get the thing on the agenda anyway. So, and you have to have prior connections in order to do all these things. But the bottom line is that December and January, the big agenda items are LSB elections and PMB elections. And different LSBs have their monthly meeting at different points of the month. I don't know when those dates are. So I think that it's more realistic to allow the LSBs to do those, you know, do those elections, and then when dust settles, we ready to roll.
William again?
Again, William.
Okay. Well, if we don't start in January, if we wait for the dust to settle, then sometimes some committees don't get going till May and June. And then it's only time for one election for the one bylaw amendment rather for the year. So I say January, we go ahead and start in January.
And let me I want to respond too, which is the notice date would be, to be specific, I'll say January 23rd, which would be the fourth Friday in January. It won't really interfere with the LSB's elections or sorting themselves out, because it's 45 days until the PMB has to vote, which is a month and a half, and then it's another 60 days, so it's 105 days before the LSBs really have to vote. So it doesn't seem to me it gets in the way of the LSB operations. So other comments. Okay. Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Yeah, Winger to the queue.
Okay. So John, you get to go first.
Yeah, I might have dozed off or something, but I'm wondering why we need to do this at all. Is it not the case that we have established in the past that this governance committee needs continuity and that just because January rolls around and we can repopulate committees, that basically old members would just stay on as long until they are replaced by new replacement members. And, you know, so why are we waiting until till January? I mean, I don't have any bylaws that I really want to argue for today, but why can't we start talking about bylaws this evening or tomorrow or via the email list? It seems to me we need continuity of government or governance because it's been fragmented by a bunch of events that are largely beyond our control. So I'm really puzzled by the need to, you know, to put in these delays. And just as a piece of information, I believe that either the PNB can pass an amendment or an LSB can pass an amendment. The order doesn't matter. It's just that all of them have to be done within certain limits. But is it not the case that three LSBs could pass the same amendment and do that before the PNB did it? And then if the PNB said, yes, we agree, that then it would happen unless it required a vote of the entire membership, the constituency, whether it be listeners or staff members. But isn't that the actual procedure for passing bylaws?
No, it's not. Actually, the way the bylaws are written now, the PNB has to vote first. It's 45 days until that happens. The PNB has to vote first, and the LSBs then have to vote within 60 days.
Has that changed recently?
I think it did, actually. I think it did, anyway, that's my understanding of the way it is now.
Okay.
In any case, we can begin discussing bylaws amendments whenever we want. What I was suggesting was just a notice date, and the reason it was put off to January was that people are into all kinds of other stuff in the month of December, and you know, getting it together might be a little bit difficult. Anyway, I heard Benito earlier, and William, was that you again?
Yes, yeah. William again.
Okay, so Benito and then William.
Okay, so I think that George just made my argument. George simply just said that the LSBs are busy in December. And I'm saying that the LSBs are all also busy in January. And in response to what George said earlier, you know, it's like we can set the date, you know, in January. But if we do that, it's wasted time. We're cutting into the time that folks realistically have to dedicate to this process. And it takes a whole lot more than 5 minutes to write an amendment and get the support for it. So I don't want to cut ourselves short. And I think folks at PFW, for one, feel that, you know, because we didn't understand the process, you know, we got cut short in a way, you know, not by anybody's design, but nevertheless, you know. And so in order to make sure that stuff like that don't happen again, you know, I think that everybody involved, LSB members as well as PNB members, need to be able to focus on this task. Yes, the governance committee can start talking about this stuff today. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But in terms of an official notice, why don't we just wait and set the date sometime in, you can set it for February 1st if you want to. It's only one more week. But at least all this other stuff has been gotten out of the way.
Benito, would you like to make an amendment to suggest a different...
Whatever date you all want, February 1st, February 7th, I don't care.
Let's see. February 1st is a Sunday. That works. You just choose which one you want, February 1st or February 7th. That's also a
I would propose the 7th.
7th. Okay, February 7th is a Saturday. Okay, so that's the amendment on the floor. We've only got 5 minutes. I hear a consensus that we want to move on this. Is there any objection to Benito's amendment to my motion? I had suggested January 23rd, and Benito wants to do it February 7th. Is there an objection to February 7th? Okay, hearing no objection, is there any objection to the motion as amended that we would recommend to the PNB, and I'll do this at the very next meeting, if I get a chance to get the floor or somehow make it happen, send them a note, we would like the notice date to begin on February 7th for a bylaws amendment process.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Hearing none.
You're still William for the stack.
Okay, William, good.
Yeah, I think the last three speakers...
Hey, William, my apology. I should have let you speak before I took the vote. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I think there's a misunderstanding about what John Wenger was saying and how you, George, you interpreted, and then Benito brought up what I was going to bring up, that the process that involves the LSB doing bylaw amendments requires three LSBs to agree, which is what John Wenger said. And I think you, George, were interpreting it to talk about the final votes on the bylaws. So there is definitely still a process where three LSBs can pass the same motion. And then it goes to the PNB for consideration, and then the LSBs vote on it, needing 3 out of 5. Thank you.
So I'm sorry, you're right. I misunderstood what John was saying. It's actually only two LSBs. If they get together, they can propose a bylaws amendment and forward it to
thank
the PNB.
You. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, any other comments on that?
Just
okay, we're just about out of time. It's 9:29. I propose.
I have a quick bit of information.
Yes, go ahead.
It seems we've done some pretty good work tonight, and I wasn't able to tell from the various speakers which factions were involved. And so it looks like we might have done some nonpartisan or non-factional work tonight, and I thank everybody for that. And my question is, does the PNB have anything like a consent calendar, such that things which are just generally agreed as, you know, as common sense and not politically weighted can just be passed quickly to accelerate the, you know, the throughput of the PNB?
Margie?
We do not have a consent calendar, although I have often thought that would be a good idea. So maybe we can raise this issue in an early time in the new year. We'll see.
Okay, well, thank you.
Go ahead, Benito.
This is John Wenger that just spoke, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So I would like to nominate John Wenger for chair of the PNB.
Thank you, Benito, but I have to get elected first.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that, but nevertheless, I was thinking forward.
Yeah. It's impossible for me to be elected on the PNB because I'm bifactional.
Lona Elias, please.
Go ahead, Lona.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Yes, it is time.
And Benito, thank you.
Yeah, at any time, boy, I swear.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all for a productive meeting.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
That's fine.